Thank you so much.
谢谢。
Let's just bow our heads.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father, thou art God, and we trust you.
天上的神，我们信靠你。
We are the sheep of your pasture.
我们是你的羊。
We ask you to lead us.
我们恳求你来引导我们。
We thank you from the depths of our soul.
谢谢你来拯救我们的灵魂。
That you have left us your word.
而且你也用你的话语给我们。
To guide us.
来引导我们。
To sanctify us.
而且你圣化了我们。
And to give us peace.
给我们平安。
Lord, help us as your people.
特别求你帮助你的百姓。
To hunger after your word.
让我们能够有一个饥渴慕义对你话语的饥渴的心
and hide it in their hearts
把你的话藏在我们的心里面
for one day we shall see you
因为有一天我们要见你的
thank you Lord
谢谢你我们的主
thank you for including us
谢谢你把我们带到你的面前
we praise your precious name
我们实在是赞美你而且我们奉你的名来祷告
Amen.
Amen
Welcome to 2020
我们迎接着2020年。
A man named Don Stewart, he's an author and he's an apologist.
有一个叫做Don Stewart 这样的一个护教学的一个讲道者或者是他也是一个作家。
He said he was preaching at a church on New Year's Day 2020.
他在2020年的新年的时候在纽约的一个教会讲道。
And he said, not realizing or having any idea of what we would face.
然后之后他说在讲完这个道之后没有想到竟然一一的发生这些没有想过的事情。
He just said to the church, when New Year's 2021 arrives, we may look back and say there's so many things have happened which I did not think would happen.
那他曾经讲了一句话跟那个纽约教会说到了2021年的时候呢你回顾一下一定会想到很多你没有意料的事情发生了那时候还没有发生这个事情。
He said he never realized what we were facing.
没有想到他讲的话
This year,
是对于这2020年的这样的一个回顾以后的回顾呢是这样子发生的。
A year that we had never dreamed of the events.
是一年我们从来做梦也不会想到的。
To think it's only a little over, a half over.
我们现在过了一半了
Let's look at some of those events.
那我们来好好的回顾一下这些发生过的事情。
We are very, very familiar with some of them.
那这些当中呢，我们自己是亲身经历到的，是很熟的。
Of course, we went through the 2 months plus in a world pandemic of viruses, deaths, and most of all, fear.
2 months.
Over 2 months.
Oh, okay. 好，已经超过两三个月以上哈。我们经历了这个全球性的这个病毒的这个伤害或死亡。
We have been locked down. Millions of jobs are lost. Our schools on every level were closed, and we can go on and on.
我们面对的就是说很多东西都关闭了，然后呢，有人失去了工作，学校也关了很多。
Now we're looking at a threat of recession from an economy that was the highest in decades.
那连接着的就是关系到我们的经济也是一样就开始萧条。
We're watching an open, lawless movement like some of you have never seen before in America.
没有想到紧接着就是至少在美国里面有这种开始有这种好像让无章法的这样就好像措手不及的这样一个情况。
And then we can look at nature.
我们来看一下大自然。
Right now, locust is big in the news.
很大的一个灾害就是蚱蜢之灾。
They are the largest and the greatest number that has ever been recorded.
它们不但体积大，而且呢数量也大，是数不来的。
They're ravaging North Africa, the Middle East, India.Pakistan,
而且所经过覆盖的地方很广，包括非洲这个印度还有巴基斯坦、中东
，and even some in China.
中国也有一些有这样的灾害。
And you know, this may be followed by famine in these countries.
那你可以想象吗？这个蚱蜢、蝗虫之灾之后会接来什么？就是食物的问题，就是饥荒的问题。
We look at floods of epic proportion in many countries.
再看一下现在的我们提到刚才祷告提到的水灾哈 With,、不是只有一个国家，是在全球的很多国家就临到这个水灾的、灾害。
China has faced almost 40 days of rain with floods of outstanding proportion.
我们都知道中国目前现在已经三四十天的这个连接的下雨，然后呢街道都积的水了。
Of course, this has brought death, devastation of property with farmland underwater.
那水灾之后当然就会带来很多的连带问题、包括也是一样食物的问题还有贫穷的问题灾害的问题
which may bring food shortage
食物也会遭到威胁
and most unexpectedly there's hail large hail
从来没有想过的那个大的冰雹
sometimes the size of a bowling ball
那像一个
or grapefruit
保龄球、啊、他说像保龄球或者像那个grapefruit 那个、什么柚葡萄柚一样
And I saw a picture of one that went through a roof all the way down to the first floor
我甚至看到有一张图那个冰雹打到这个、从那个屋顶打下来穿过屋顶到了这个、一楼
Then we see and believe this lightning bolts
还有闪电
So close to the earth that actually it killed a group of people in India.
因为太近了，跟地球太近了，以至于使得印度呢很多人有死的，有伤的。
It killed 107 and hurt 160.
据统计，有107个人因为这个闪电死了，167人因为闪电受伤。
Of course, we don't have to talk about wars and rumors of wars. It's in the Middle East.
战争。风声就不用说了。
China and India looking at each other, all these different countries sort of clashing together.
其中一个我们很熟悉的中国跟印度这样的一个彼此的很紧张的一个局面，我们都听说了。
And if you ever follow the earthquakes, they're by the hundreds.
如果你好好的去看一下过去发生的这个
very
地震
powerful.
可是上百的，而且呢，有的是很大的地震。
Now let me say this.
我这样子讲。
The fact is that we have always had some of these things.
当然，这些东西不是第一次发生，以前也有过。
So I want to qualify what I'm just going to say to you.
那我讲这些呢，我要给你一个重点。
This doesn't imply that Jesus is coming tomorrow.
那我要说，并不代表说这件事发生就表示说明天耶稣就来了。
Or it may not be for several years.
或许还有一段时间，几年。
What I am saying, he told us just to watch.
那耶稣呢也讲过这些征兆的时候，就告诉我们要看着，要盯着。
To see the progressions of the signs.
看到这些征兆是怎么样在发展。
That he has prophesied.
而且呢是他说过的。
That we may know he is God, he said.
这样的话，当我们看到他的话一一在实现的时候，我们就更确定我们所信的神是真的神。
Now before 1948.There was very little talk of prophecy.
在1948年以前，很少人喜欢去谈这个先知书的预言。
Because the men of God who knew the word of God, it said that Israel had to come back to their country.
那特别是其中有一条叫做，就是以色列人会复国。
They couldn't understand how that could ever happen.
从理性来想的话，根本不可能。那个时候，好了，1948以前，那个时候根本不可能。
For almost 2,000 years, 1,900 years, they've been spread across the earth.
因为呢，在那之前的2000年当中呢，犹太人已经被遣散，或者是在外面就流浪到全国大概都有。
And no other nation had come back to their own country, and so it seemed like.That was a far-fetched prophecy.
然后先知的预言说，一个国家的人都要回到本土，然后复国，这个怎么可能呢？
But just like God's prophecy,
但是神的话就是这样讲啊。
They moved down through the ages.
就这样一年一年的过。
But and we see what it's telling us that he is just that suddenly in 1948.
就在1948年之后的时候
，there was no war.
在那个时候，不是因为战争。
It actually was just like Isaiah said.
就像以赛亚说的。
Have you ever heard of such a thing Isaiah said,
以赛用一个描述说，你有听过一个国家可以一天就出来吗？
A nation born in one day?
一天就出来的，有这样的产生一个国家的吗？
And you see, that's how Israel went back.
这个就是以色列复国的情况。
In one day, they signed a paper and became a nation.
就在那一天，他们就经过这个认同，然后就签了字，这个国家就诞生了。
Actually, the many things that are connected with Israel coming back is a very interesting story.
那接着他们复国之后有很多的预言。
Very enlightening.
非常的让我们看到说好像非常的让我们很有启发。
So what I speak today is not used to bring fear.
我今天不是要带给你惧怕。
For the prophecies that Jesus told us of was not to scare us.
那当耶稣在跟门徒讲这些话要发生的事情的时候，不是要让我们带着恐惧，
but to prepare us.
而是让我们预备好。
And that's what we want to do. When we look at all of this, we're confused maybe what's happening today.
即使呢，这半年来让我们有混淆，让我们有很多的心里面的一种不确定，但是主要的目的是让我们预备。
So I wanted to sort of try to clarify for us how we should look at these things and watch these things.
所以我要我们有一个正确的焦点来看这些事情的发生，那我们该怎么办？
You see, why we're so, what shall I say, so strong today in this prophecy?
那今天呢，在刚才讲到说很久以前不太注重预言，现在倒是很多人在讲这个预言。
Because of what something that Jesus said in Matthew 24.
那在马太福音第二十四章的地方，
He gave them a point and he said, all these are the beginnings of sorrow or birth pangs is in one.
他说这些灾害呢，会好像一个要生孩子的产妇一样，会这样子越来越急，越来越多。
And you women understand birth pangs.
那女人，特别是妈妈，就了解什么叫做产。
They start very slowly,
在这个生产的过程、是慢慢开始的。
But as they progress,
从轻微到剧烈，
they begin to get nearer,
然后越来越快，会越快到生了。
And much harder.
越来越重了。
So it tells us to watch, because when we see some of these things coming, or these things coming, he said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
所以耶稣叫我们盯着、看着、注意着，以至于呢，让我们心里面知道说，我的救恩到了，我的救主快来了。
So today what I am trying to do is to help us to recognize in the midst of all of this, because on the internet you will find out how, I would put it in the hundreds of writings saying, is this the end of the world?
我的目的就是在这个大家有很多众说纷纭，有很多资讯太多哈，上百上千的资讯里面，我要我们有一个定见。
Well, the end of the world doesn't come until after millennial, but the end of the age will come when the tribulation period.
好，那现在有一个观念就是说呢，这个世界的末日是要在千禧年之后才结束的，但是现在我们是处在一个末后的这样的一个日期。
I am very sure that Jesus told us, and he said that he is going to come back to get us.
那耶稣很清楚的告诉门徒说，不要忧愁，我会回来接你们的。
He told his disciples, he said, listen, I'm going to my Father's house.
那耶稣跟着门徒说，我回去准备，我去我父家，然后准备房子。
He was going back to heaven. He was going back to the Father's house. But while he's gone, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我回到我的父家去为你们准备房子。
That when I'm finished, I'm coming again.
时间到了，准备好了，我要回来接你们。
So you see, this I know for sure.
那这个是很清楚的。
It's not going to happen particularly during the rapture or before the rapture or after the rapture, the tribulation. We don't know when that time will be.
这个是在还没有灾难，还有没有很多事情还没有真的发生以前呢，耶稣就要把我们接走了。
I'm pretty sure it has to do with the rapture, but we don't know when that will be.
那我的意思说，我从圣经里面 这样子确认，可是呢，我也不知道是什么时候。
The rapture may have nothing to do with the tribulation.
那啊，我的看法是认为说这个啊灾难起因还有这个被提这个啊是没有关系的。
So we have to recognize there's one thing that constantly you and I must understand. Jesus can come anytime.
那这个焦点就是说，你跟我，我们这个教会，现在这个基督的教会。要有一个意识，耶稣可能随时会来。
Another thing that I feel very strong and feel sure of.
那有一件事情我自己也很确定。
That his coming is drawing closer and closer.
确定就是说呢，他越来越近了。
That is something that I have watched over my 80-some years.
因为我的年纪呢，我也看过很多事情的发生。
You find it in 2 Timothy.The third chapter, verses 1-5. And I would love you to write that down so you can read that and study.
你如果可有笔把它写下来，这个提摩太后书，chapter 3, 第三章，前面那几节，你写下来，回去好好的再把它看一下。
It is very interesting.
那是让我们觉得很有意思的几个节。
Actually, Paul is saying, Timothy, this is what the...People are going to be like when Jesus is coming back.
这个是保罗对提摩太说：“你等着，这到那个时候，到快接近耶稣要来的时候呢，就有这些事情会发生。”
Sometime you read that this week.
所以有空的话，好不好？你就回去自己念一下提摩太后书第三章。
And then you think deeply about it.
也好好的思考一下。
I would even be interested in what of you.What you, some of you begin to think about it.
那我实在是很激励大家深思一下这几节意思。
But now, there, I want to go to a prophecy that was spoken from Israel in AD 32.
在主后的32年的时候，我们有这样的一个预言。
This wasn't spoken by a prophet.
不是先知书里面先知写的。
But this was spoken by the Son of God.
是神的儿子。
On the Temple Mount.
在这个橄榄山那里橄榄山那里来，就是靠近圣殿，但是橄榄山里那里所讲的。
Now I would like for you to have your Bibles, or I would like you to have a pen and paper there to write down the scriptures, so that you can read and read these later, and that you can become a person that is a watchman for your family.Friends,
那我很希望你现在就有一本圣经在旁边，翻到这个我要讲的章节，或者说你写下，至少写下这个章节后来去看，然后让你成为你的朋友、你的亲戚的一个守望者，你帮他们看这些事情。
The background of this we know is when the disciples asked Jesus.Right straight. When are you going to come back?
那这个这些呢？耶稣的这样讲呢，是因为由于门徒。问了一个问题，接着耶稣说我去要再回来，他说那什么时候呢？
When will be the end of the age?
是这个末代的时候吗？末日的时候吗？
So Jesus unfolds this to him just a few days before he is crucified.
就在耶稣快要被快要上十字架之前，他就把这一些来做一个回答。
And he said you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Of course we've heard that down through history.But he says, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
那耶稣这个是在马太福音第24章哈，那耶稣呢就告诉门徒说，在第六节，你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声，但是不要惊慌，因为这些事是一定要经历的，只是呢末期还没有到。
And so for nations shall rise againstnations and kingdoms against kingdoms, which is talking about ethnic groups, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
当中有一些过程就是民攻打民，国攻打国，而且呢，到处会有饥荒，还有地震。
Now we have seen a strong upturn of this in this year 2020.
那2020年
very thing.
就让我们见识到了。
And he goes on in the 8th verse, as I said before, all these are the beginnings of sorrow, or birth pangs.
所以从这个兆头，我们就可以定论说，这都是灾难的起头，只有起头。
I want you to see the beginnings, which mean now they're going to get closer and stronger and closer and stronger.
所以起头的意思是说，越来会越多，而且会越剧烈，越来越会越紧急。
And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
在这个当中会发生的就是人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，还要为我的名被万民恨恶。
We like to think maybe that's when he's talking about the first century Christians that had to be persecuted so hard.
或许我们想说啊，这个就在讲刚开始教会起来的时候被逼迫的情况吧。
But did you know that hatred for Christianity is on the uprise today, even in our own country?
但是你知道吗？连美国在这个美国的国内，这个基督徒被憎恶、被逼迫都比以前多。
It has been reported that there have been more Christians killed in this century than all others put together.
根据统计。光是这一段时间基督徒被杀害的数目就比过去几世纪来要多。
And the 10th verse said, and then they should, I'm sorry, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another.
接下来谈到人之间的关系，那时候有许多人会跌倒，会彼此陷害，而且彼此恨恶。
There's going to be great conflict between people.
所以人跟人之间呢，会有很多的这种矛盾冲突。
I have to tell you, I almost wonder if he's talking between husbands and wives.
那这个当中的其中的一个症状就是婚姻，丈夫跟妻子。
This is the age of broken marriages.
这个年代，这个时代是一个婚姻破裂的时代。
Personally, I'm seeing those that I love and that I have worked with and almost raised.Turning from each other, unbelievable, even pastor and wife.
我不能想象很惊讶的是连我认识的一些、包括连牧师或者是一些基督徒我所爱的一些我的、这个朋友们他们的婚姻都破裂了。
All I know is going to be conflict between people.
那我知道这里告诉我们说人跟人之间会彼此陷害。
And he said, many false prophets shall rise and lead many astray.
接下去十一节的一个征兆是假先知会出来，而且会迷惑人。
Do you want to know what one of the biggest now false cults are? Now it's one of the largest is being believing in the UFOs and life.On other planets.
当然这个、异端、啊、就是错误的这个教导呢教义呢一直在出现一直有新的出来可是现在最大的最严重的是目前有一个相信有外星的、生存的一些我不能讲人、啊、就是 有叫做 UFO、啊、就是他们是外星是 有一些生物的
In England alone more people believeIn UFOs than believe in God.
光是英国那边，他们相信这个外太空的这些，就比相信神的还多。
On Fox News, and some of you watch that, there were two Air Force pilots, and one had a picture, and they said they saw UFOs.
甚至连这个、Fox News 这个、报道新闻报道都有两个曾经是空军的。这个驾驶呢拿的照片就他们照到的照片出来作证。
You know, that pilot would never been able to show this without the permission of government.
为什么现在才拿出来给人家看呢因为他们 不被认同要就是政府是不容许他们拿出来给人家看的。
Lately, our elective officials are saying they want the government to release all that they know about UFOs.
只是因为目前有一些、特别几个人 要请愿说这个一定要让他能够给大家看。
And I think to myself,
我就这样想
during this time that Jesus was talking,
当耶稣讲这些事情的发生
the first thing he said to them is, don't be deceived.
那最重要的耶稣有一句话说 不要被迷惑。
Throughout this, he said this three times.
讲了三次，不要被迷惑。
And some have talked about a great deception, not only of the Antichrist, but you wonder, are we going to be deceived by this?
还不到那个敌基督或假基督的时候、啊、那个是很大没有错的。现在这些就已经在欺骗我们了。
Actually, I saw a news heading that said the Pope will reveal, they said the date, what they have learned, because they have, it's hard to explain to you, but they have a telescope in Arizona, and one I think in Rome too, that is so powerful, that they have been watching something they said. And actually, the Pope has said, if there's UFOs and they come, or little people that from these other planets, we'll try to make them Christians.
连这个教皇、啊、都这样发言说他们是有一些证据的，经过他们的这个、啊、很 高先进的这个、啊、望远镜或者是什么镜、啊、但他说呢、啊、如果发现了我们就把他们、啊、让他们信耶稣。
The church today are filled with false prophets, false doctrines, cults, evolution that's tried to bring down the belief of our generation.And has almost ruined our younger generation.
那我们从过去来到现在，有太多太多的这种啊讲论或主张呢，以至于破坏了我们这一代的年轻人的信心。
You know, and the 14th verse said, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, a witness unto all nations." And then shall the end come.
那接下来耶稣又给我们一个兆头哈，就是说等到福音传遍了天下，这个日子才到。
You see, this is really saying that there's going to be a witness. In other words, there's going to be the gospel within a nation, and it's going to be and all of them are going to hear.
所以全球每个国家，然后。天下所有的、地级都要听过福音。
You'll notice he didn't say every person will hear.
他没有说每个人哦，他说国家、全地。
They'll get an opportunity.
会有机会。
You know, during this time of COVID, the Bible has hit record sales all over the world.
我们知道、在这段时间的这个圣经、啊、就是、圣经的这个出售量、是过去没有的。
On the internet and other mediums, evangelical churches are saying that in the services they're having record numbers of people listening into the millions.
教会的统计、在这个线上的这样的聚会里面呢是从来没有的数目，我们也知道、啊、就是、很多人就在这个时候就加进来。
You know, Billy Graham preached 50 years just the plain gospel.
那个格里汉牧师他五十年当中呢，他所讲的就是很纯粹的啊，这个福音。
You know how many countries he reached during that time?
那他接触几个国家，你知道吗
？107 countries.
他曾经到107个国家传福音。
The gospel spoken in their nation.
所以这107个国家都听到福音了。
Thousands listened.
太多人了。
In South Korea, I believe it was 2,000 in one gathering. Or 2 million, I'm sorry.
记得这个啊、南韩哈、啊，他去南韩的时候就有2 million 200万人聚在那里听到福音。
Today, because of technology, the gospel is going around the world, along with many, many missionaries working in all areas to reach the people with the gospel.
今天的高科技呢，也让宣教士有更快速的、更方便的去传福音。
God is moving along with His plan.
那神自己就按着他的预言，正在一步一步的向前推进。
We are watching it come about.
我们是在看着。
Iran is the fastest growing country as far as a growing in. I'm sorry. Let me get that. The fastest growing country that's giving their lives to Jesus.
那我们知道这个国家、包括这个啊、伊朗哈、啊，他们是目前统计是最多归主耶稣的啊、一个国家。
But not only Iran, many Muslim countries are coming to Jesus through visions and dreams about Him.
那据说这些回教国家不是只有伊朗，还有其他的地方，他们之所以认识、相信耶稣，是借着神给他们的意象。
So you see, the planet, our earth is being flooded with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以这样说，好像就像那个水灾一样，就好像水淹了这个地球一样。事实上，我们也被福音在一直在啊，就是在淹着。
And reaching so many nations.
全球天下都已经接触到福音。
So now we're getting a bigger picture of this thing that Jesus is talking about, his promise.
所以我们刚才一节一节这样看下来啊，马太二十四章就看到说，这些证照在我们的啊眼前跟思想里面开始啊越来越整个图案就出来了。
And there was an eyewitness there named Peter.
那我们回到一个曾经亲眼亲耳听见的一个见证人，就是彼得。
And after they were filled with the Spirit of God, they went around preaching and telling the churches what Jesus had said.
在他们跟耶稣在一起，耶稣升天之后呢，他们被圣灵充满之后，他们就往普天下开始出去，在传这个福音。
So we have to understand, and now look, that Peter spoke to them very straight about it. 2 Peter 3.
我们刚才杨长老帮我们念的彼得后书第三章，我们就看到彼得很直接的就来传讲，写下他要写的。
Through 18.
那我们从第七节，然后往后面看。
Actually, what I gave you was my introduction.
那刚才只有我的序论而已啊，所以现在是本论。
Now I want to get to the meat of my message.
现在是我里面的这个肉哈。
Peter said to them in the second verse that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
彼得写这一章的一个确据跟根据，为什么写这一章呢？他在那里刚才啊没有这一节告诉我们说。叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和救主就是耶稣的命令要让我们这些使徒把它传给你们
And he's saying in the third verse Know this, understand this Know this first that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust
那你们要知道这样的一个事情演变下来呢第一要紧的要知道，末世必有好讥笑人的，听随从自己的私欲出来讥笑的。
And saying, "Where is the promise of His coming?"
那这些讥笑的人怎么说呢？主降临应许在哪里呢？从列祖睡了以后到现在啊，到啊从创造的时候在哪里呢
？For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued.As they were from the beginning of the creation.
我们不是啊，从创世以来照吃照喝照过日子吗？啊，列祖也一代一代的睡了。然后耶稣要来在哪里呢
？And Paul explains here they're very ignorant of God's word because he said, "For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth." Standing out of the water and in the water.
那彼得他对这样的想法呢，他有一个形容，他说他们是故意忘记什么？忘记凭神的命有的天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
Whereby in the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
那之后有一件事情，他说他们忘记了当时的世界。被水淹没消灭了，那是一个证照。
They don't believe in Noah's flood.
他们也不相信啊，挪亚时代会有水灾。
As I have gone back and studied into the ancient writers, of the church as well as in history.
啊，我在常常去念那些教父哈，早期那些教父的著作。
Every nation had a flood story.
几乎每一个国家都有一个大水灾、大洪水的，即使他们不信神哦，他们有大洪水的这个故事。
They varied, but all of them had a story of a great flood.
那他们会有自己的这个水灾的一个故事的内容。
The verse 7 tells us.
那我们刚才从第七节开始念的。
And we're going to see a picture of His judgment.
我们先来看一下。啊，神这个审判的这个部分。
But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same words, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men.
好，刚才提到会有人就是不信啊，那现在呢，还是一样，天地还是存留着，我们照常过日子。可是彼得说，警告我们说，直留到不敬虔之人受审判、遭惩的日子，是用火来焚烧。
Now Peter didn't just pull Noah's flood out in his mind to just put it down there as just a little saying. He was telling them back then they didn't believe it, but and now they're not going to believe it. But we are reserved for the day of fire that will destroy man.
就像挪亚那个时代照吃照喝不相信会有洪水一样，我们这个时代也是一样。那我们需要知道，天地仍然按着神的命在存留，可是有一天会被火焚烧。
And then he tries to qualify it. He says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing: that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years."
他特别又提醒我们哈啊，他说很重要哦，有一件事你不要忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
And a thousand years is one day.
所以啊，主的一日等于是我们的千年，我们千年等他的一日。
Peter didn't realize then that almost 2,000 years later. We would be talking about what he said.
那个时候的彼得不晓得说是主的两日，就是千年如一日，看经过两千年嘛，就是主的两日是我们的两千年，就发生了这些事情。
But what Peter was saying, no matter how long it takes, the verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some man counts slackness, but is long suffering to usward. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
我们这些神的儿女的看法不是说，哎呀，不会发生，而是说呢，主所应许的尚未成就。不要以为他在单言，其实他是宽容我们人类，不要一个人沉沦，愿意人人都悔改。
You see, because of God's love, mercy, and building His kingdom, He has held all. You know how many.More are in his kingdom because he's waited these 2,000 years.
因为神自己的这种怜悯，还有他的恩慈，所以呢，以至于拖延，这就以至于给我们那么多的时间。你知道这一段哈，都是从彼得之后这两千年来，有多了多少信主的人、归主名的人。
God has His purpose.
他有他的目的的。
Always has His purpose.
神做事总是有他的目的。
And He has waited for a purpose.
那他就在等着这个事情发生。
And like I said, part of it is his love and mercy toward mankind.
那总之呢，就是因为神是爱，他的爱让这样子在发生。
But a great part has been building his kingdom.
同时也在建立、扩建天国。
But he goes on to say, this is how it's going to happen.
那接下来，第十节。
Everyone's going to be thinking, oh,That's not going over, they're deceived or they're not thinking about it, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
当大家都在想说哎呀不会啦不会怎么样的时候呢彼得说主的日子来就像贼一样。
In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise,
那
and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat.
这个日子的时候什么事会发生呢天地大有响声废去。有行止的都要被烈火消化。
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
所有的都要被烧尽。
You see a picture of our earth after God's judgment.
你可以想象吗？神的审判来的时候就是这样子，全部都烧尽了。
But he has warned us what? Thousand and a thousand years. So we have to understand. He has warned us.
他提醒，他警告，给我们很多时间。
But now, he's getting away from the unbeliever and he's speaking to us.
刚才是在讲到对于不信的人，希望他们能够相信，能够悔改。现在转向我们这些相信的人。
Verse 11. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be?
既然对于那个不信的被审判会这样子全部被都消化被火 就是烧掉了。那我们这些相信的人，我们该怎么办呢？
Now this is God's expectation for his people.
这个是神对信他的人的一个期待。
Peter goes on to say, in all holy conversation.
那接下来就是人该怎么样圣洁呢？
Now looking this word up, I found out that this means our conduct, our behavior.
圣洁的意思是你的一个行为，一个表达表现你的品格。
And then he went on to say, and then godliness.
敬虔，就是以神为中心的敬虔。
So this is our holiness, which means to be set apart for a sacred purpose.
所以我们这些信主的人在看到这些证照的一个面对这样的一个局面，相信他的话的话，那么我们就应该要知道我现在该怎么办，我应该被分别出来成为一个圣洁的人。
Verse 12 says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth.Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
既然神的话是确实的，有一天全部要被融化，要被烧掉的话，那我们要有一种心，切切的仰望神的这个日子来到。然后我们在期待什么呢？期待他所应许的新天新地，这个当中有义，一个完全的这个义居在其中。
14th verse said, whereby beloved that youSeeing that you look for such things, and we should be watching, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless.
是我们这一些弟兄姐妹，神的儿女们，当我们在期待、盼望、相信这些事情的时候，我们要殷勤做什么？维持、持守自己，没有被玷污，无可指责，而且要安然的见主。
The 15th verse in account, the lost.I didn't know. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you.
这个就是让使徒们，让我们这些信主的人在等候的时候能够长久忍耐的一个缘由哈。然后呢，以至于他写这些信要给把这个智慧赐给我们。
Jesus chose Paul.On the road to Damascus.
那耶稣曾经让保罗在大马士革的路上。
Paul had a vision of Jesus.
他见了耶稣。
And he never was the same.
那从此以后就不一样了。
Also, Paul went to the third heaven. He said.
他也到了第三层天。
And there he saw things that was not he couldn't explain. He couldn't tell us.
他不告诉我们。他看到了，是他不能解释。一方面呢，就是没有看过，但是他不告诉我们。
The 16th verse said, and also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things were hard to be understood.
所以彼得就有一个这样的一个对保罗的书信，一个这样的说法。他说呢，他的信上呢，都是讲论这些事，刚才讲的那些事哈，就是末日怎么样哈。信中有一些难明白的。
Which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestled with.And they wrestle with other scriptures unto their own destruction.
以至于因为不能明白，以至于有些人就自己强解啊，那些没有学问，就是不是以神的真理为根基的，不坚固的人，就会去强解这些啊，保罗所写的。
Man, from I think man from the time that Peter left until about the 18th century or 16th and 17th and 18th century.They believed in a God, whether it was an idol or whether it was God, they believed in God.
那在这个16世纪之后哈，就是这些事情已经过去了啊，那个使徒现在过去的时候，那我们就看到各种神明都有。
And then in the 16th and 17th came the age of science.
这个16、17节是在讲到这个所谓的科学。
The 18th century became the age of enlightenment.
那这个十八世纪呢，是一个就是这个知识啊、学问增高的这样的一个时候。
They both were called critical religious thinking. In other words, science began to shape through evolution and other things, man worshiping science.
人们开始 崇拜高举这个科学，用科学的验证，包括甚至是在批判这个信仰的内涵。
It's not God, it's science.
这个不是神，神他当创造科学，可是他不是用神的这个科学理念来看事情。
During that age, the religious leaders in the colleges, they began to be critical of the word of God and believe that there were many things there that wasn't really true and there were mistakes andThey brought down the belief of so many of the people, even to this day.
所以这些高学府啦，或者是这个学研究学术的啦，都根据这个科学要来看信仰。
But God knew.
神当然知道。
He knew how it was going to come.
他知道这个事情会发生。
So he warned us.
所以他提醒我们。
The 17th verse goes on to say, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before."Beware lest you also being led astray, led away with errors of wickedness, fall from your own steadfastness.
他警告我们说要防备，恐怕被那种错谬的思想来诱惑，以至于我们就坠落了，我们就不坚固了。
There are those who say, once we're saved, we're always saved.
比如说呢，我只要已经信了，我就永远就是有确据我得救了。
We have those that feel like, well,The Lord loves us so much and we're his children. He doesn't really mind when we have these things.
神那么爱我们，他的爱可以饶恕我们所有的过错，怎么样都没关系。
But he says here and he shows you here that you can be led away.
那如果是这样的话，很
要小心。You can fall from your own steadfast.
你可以会从你这个地步会往下掉，会坠落。
But you know what? He said, but grow in grace.
他就提醒我们一个结论，要在主耶稣基督的恩典要成长。
And in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
知识也要成长。
Went on to say to him, be glory both now and forever.
所以彼得把他所写的这封信说，荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Jump back to the verse 14 with me.
我们再回到刚才念的14节。
I want to explain something.
我要在这里稍微解释一下。
He said, Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things as his coming judgment, be diligent. Now, what does that mean?
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们盼望这些事就当殷勤。
Diligent is a desire to succeed. It drives us on.
殷勤是说呢，你为了要做成那个事情，所以你要用功夫，你要花功夫去努力。
It doesn't mean just think about him on Sunday.
不是只有礼拜天想想这件事情。
If you really want to make it to heaven,
如果你真的是要安然的见主，
be a part of the body of Christ.
你要真的是留在这个基督的这个肢体里面。
We're going to have to be diligent about it.
我们一定要殷勤。
So that you may be found in peace.
好，让你心里面有平安，安然。
Now, what brings peace to the heart of man?
什么会让我们心里面平安呢？
Knowing him.
认识他。
Not about him.
不是只知道他哦，认识他。
But knowing him.
深深的确信他，认识他。
And our life is built on God because he brings peace.
那当你的这个生命的根基是在神的这个确信神的根基上的时候，你就有平安。
And then he said, "Without spot and blameless."
他说呢，不要被玷污之后呢，无可指摘，无可指责。
Now this scares us.
这个让我们觉得
Most many even of the church said, "I can't live a blameless."
这个会让我们却步，对不对？因为很多人说，哪里会到一个没有瑕疵的这个地步呢
？Let's look at a moment at what he's talking.
那我们来看一看他到底这什么意思。
Of course, he wants us to be diligent. God didn't save you just to drift along with a mental concept that I ask God to forgive me, and then that's enough.
我们要认真。除了说我要进到神的家中的这个恩门进来，我已经蒙主耶稣饶恕之后，我不是只有让我这样的就是想着想着就这样漂流着走。
But we are to press.
我们需要努力。
We are to be diligently.Pressing forward to the high calling of sonship.
很卖力的向着神的期待，神的这个最高的呼召来向前。
Do you know what that means?
什么意思呢？
It means here on earth he will be with us.
意思是说在地上很多事情不可能，他跟我们同在。
I think about what he said about old age.
那他告诉我们说年纪老了之后。
He said, I will go with you I will go through the waters.
他甚至来应许说，你经过水，我就跟你过去。
I will go through the floods.
如果你经过这个水淹的话，我跟你过去。
He didn't say I will stop the deep waters.
他没有说我会把这个水让它过开，把它禁止这个水进来。
Or I will stop the fire.
他也没有说我要把这个火熄掉。
He said I will go with you.
他说不管是经过水或火，我要跟你同在。
And only when you know Him, you understand the sweetness of knowing.He is with us.
唯有你是那个对主耶稣的信心有确据的，对神有确据的，而且里面跟他的关系是甜美的，知道说什么叫做他都要跟你同在。
So let us think of these few words.
所以这个字眼我们想一下。
You want to go in peace with God.
你要安然见主吗？
Maybe we can say also at peace.
或许说现在你就要平安吗？
Now the only peace that you will ever find
真正的平安
is really knowing him.
真的是认识了他。
And then let your life believe that he is a rewarder of what you, that those that diligently seek.
你也确定说我很认真的寻求他的期待的时候呢，我就会得着。
Without truly being born of the Spirit,
首先你由圣灵把你重生。
We will never have peace.
没有重生是绝对没有平安的。
So those of you who have been born of the Spirit,
所以我们已经在灵里面生了。
That knows that He is and that knows that He is in relationship with Him and trust Him.
确认神跟我在一起，然后我们信靠他。
You're at peace with God.
你就会有在神跟你之间会有平安。
Then he says without spot.
没有瑕疵。
I mean, when you stop to think a whole lifetime without a spot, that's a little hard.
这个是说我活在世上都没有缺点吗？没有瑕疵吗？
But what does sin do to us?
那罪对我们做了什么事呢？
It's that which spots the soul. It's that which makes the soul dirty.
罪曾经在我们的这个魂里面污染了我们。
I believe he's talking about here because we are cleansed by the blood.
那这里的意思是说
without a spot of sin.
当耶稣救我们的时候，把我们那个罪基啊，以前那个罪性的扭曲啊，病，把我们把它已经医治洗干净了。
When we go before him and we're born again of the Spirit, he don't see a spot. He only sees the blood of Jesus.
这个是耶稣宝血的工作，把你整个遮盖，然后看到的是一个没有瑕疵的一个更新的人。
And then we're kept. How are we kept?
那这个很重要的是你的责任是要持守这个。
By our trust in His blood.
你信靠，而且呢，还是一样对他的宝血的一个投靠。
Trust is relying.
你依赖着
吗？ The ability and the strength of something and.That is God.
你依赖着这个你可靠的你可信任的而且是有能力的那就是我们的神来持守你的圣洁。
We trust in His ability.
我们信任他的能力。
Sometimes I'm afraid we don't trust in His ability.
有时候我恐怕我们不太信任神的大能。
Our own thinking.
我们反而相信我们自己的想法。
In the worldly thinking.
世上的想法。
The last one we run to is the God.
那到一直没有路走了，才会冲向神那边去。
A child of God trusts in His ability to do what He says.
不是这样子的，一开始我们就整个都依靠、相信按着神的想法。
So if you want to be without spot, then you must know God.
首先你要
washed in the blood.
真的认识神，然后呢是一个被耶稣的宝血所。保护或遮盖的这样的人就会没有瑕疵。
Now, how in the world can we be blameless?
那怎么可以没有瑕疵呢？
Jesus came to show us how.
耶稣已经在世上为我们做了一个榜样。
That's what the New Testament, that's what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then going on into the epistles, is trying to tell the church.
四福音，耶稣自己做了一个模范榜样给我们看，怎么叫做没有瑕疵，接下去。之后的门徒、使徒、信徒也一直在见证这个可以没有瑕疵。
Blameless means we're obedient to His word and His command.
这个没有瑕疵就是我完全的顺服神的律例、神的话语。
But he knew man.
那神很了解我们。
He said, "I know that man is dust."
他说我知道人不过是尘土所造。
He knows the weakness of man.
他也知道我们的软弱。
So you know what God did?
那神怎么做呢？对我们这个软弱怎么办呢？
He set Jesus at the right hand of his throne.
耶稣在父的右边。
And set him there to make intercession for you and me.
为我们好像中保这样的为我们祷告。
The devil accuses us.
那你要知道魔鬼会一直控告我们。
But when we do something that is not what God's commandments and his word says, I run to our lawyer, the one who is our advocate, Jesus. And I say, Lord, I failed you. I shouldn't have done that. I should have. And we there confess that.And right there, he says, my child is not guilty.
首先你要意识到你被光照意识到我这个不符合神的期待我赶快就跑到神的施恩座前然后跟他承认跟他求恩在那里耶稣就在为你祷告
That's how we live blameless.
那个就是我们可以在世上每一天都过着没有瑕疵的生活
But if you don't know,
马上去解决
And if you don't humble yourself
那如果你不谦卑
say, Lord, I was wrong, forgive me.Help me to do this. I'm weak. Help me to do it.
如果我们不看到自己的软弱，我们看到自己的问题，都不赶快去求助的话，那这个就会变成慢慢坠落。
If we don't do that, we will be blameless. We won't be. We'll be blamed.
等于说呢，如果你愿意按着神的方法这样子常常去解决，去面对神来帮助你。这样的话，你就会成为一个没有瑕疵的人。
And all this,
那如果没有，你就成为一个很多瑕疵的人。
And all this is fitted together by what? Our faith in God.
这个一切都系在一件事情，你对神真的有信心吗？
So we have to realize that what we see now is a child, you and I, that are without spot because of the blood. We try daily to live blameless.But when we make a mistake, we go to our Lord.
所以我们现在怎么看自己呢？是一个曾经被主耶稣的宝血洗洁净的人。那我们每一天要持守我们这个洁净。如果有什么样的一个差错，你就赶快到主的面前。
Now he said, as we are seeing these things coming about, we better make our calling and election sure.
那我们最好要对我们的这个被呼召、被拣选的这个呼召呢，有一个确据。
You see, we're allowing God to perfect us.
那这个当中等于是你我们的这些软弱啦，一些瑕疵呢，是容许神一直在帮我们造作更新，一直在让我们更完全。
Now we're not talking about blameless, where we make a mistake. And no, that's not the perfection. He's maturing us.
完全让我们更完全，就是我们在这个这个成长中呢更成熟。
And that's the beauty of living a Christian life.
这个就是一个基督徒的生活中生命的那种美。
Sometimes he has to be very hard on us to get to the place where we yield ourselves so he can mature us a little more.
有时候神要很大声的提醒你说，让你知道，然后让你可以回来。
You know, I feel so deeply as I sit here day by day. I'm reading, watching, praying, and I feel very indebted to all of you to pray.For our church.
我在这里坐在这里常想到很感恩为大家祷告很感恩说我们大家也在为教会祷告。
And I'm very thankful.
我很感恩。
To be able to.
你们也为我祷告。
To warn us.
而且我也很感恩还给我这个机会。还给我这个机会包括提醒我自己也包括提醒每一个弟兄姐妹。
You see, I have to do this.
我需要这样做。
Some may get tired of it, but I have to.
或许我玩得会很累但是我需要。这样做
Because you see, I'm going to be accountable to Jesus.
因为有一天我见主的时候，我需要对他交代。当我面对他，我要对他交代。
As a watcher, I'm accountable to him.
他刚才说我们都是一个守望的人，那我也是一个守望的人。
He said,
我对他交代。
If you don't warn them, I'm going to acclaim their blood. You're going to be responsible.
圣经很清楚啊，如果我们该说的没说，没有去警告人的话，那。我们以后那些人的流的血要上到我们身上。
So that's why I do.
那就是为什么我要跟你再一次一再的跟你提醒。
So I exhort you.
我要勉励大家。
From that 18th verse.
在第十八节。
But grow in grace.
要在基督的恩典。
And in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在基督的这个知识里面。
To him be glory both now and forevermore.
一定要一直成长以至于。让神得到永远的荣耀。
And the only way you will be able to do this is to get into His Word and truly get it into your heart and pray from your heart. Keep yourself. What is prayer? It's my communion with him.
唯一的方法就是
It's my special time.
你很认真地看待神的话，你要知道神在说什么，把它放在心上，然后借着你跟他常常有的对话，很自然的对话。
How can a relationship ever grow unless you talk with each other?
你要成长，要跟他的关系靠近，怎么可能不对话呢？
So I exhort you.
所以我要勉励大家。
Remember this.
要记得。
The prophecies that Jesus told us were not to scare us, but to prepare us.
耶稣讲那些不是要让你害怕，不是要吓你，而是要让我们预备好我们自己。
I wish you could read, that you would read these things over and let them work in your life so that you and I will be ready when he comes.
所以我期待大家回去好好的把这个经文再看过，马太二十四章，彼得后书第三章，然后我们好好的在心里面来按着耶稣的期待，能够预备。
Father, be with our people.
我们祷告，天下天父。
For we all want to stand before you someday.
我们都希望我们全部都可以安然的站在你面前。
And hear the well done.
然后你提到说我们真的是做得很好
My good and faithful servant
称我们是一个良善的仆人
Thank you
谢谢你这个时候呢我们要请庄长老带我们唱、一首诗歌的两节、这两节呢你注意的听然后放在心上成为我们的自己的祷告刚才妈咪带我们祷告现在成为我们自己回应这个信息的祷告回应这个使徒很真切的第一要紧的信息的祷告、所以我们现在、用一个祷告的心来聆听这首诗歌的意思然后我们也等在跟神对话、我们恳求主、庄长老请
久久中见这知我心求主即使言知道我一念我在我心隐藏罪恶念头，求主洗去不义，使我自由。恳求我主，使我完全归你。愿在我心里充满你爱意，换你我心不再骄傲自私，我尽奉献所有。用居住里
好我们请、把时间交给杨长老哈
谢谢